T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beamish doesn't even have his headphones in, and he's still singing The Prince.
I can hear it. Got good ears, brother.
I would die for you.
Darling, if you want me to, you. I would die for you.
Pretty remarkable, dude. I've been to Minneapolis, cool little city. Prince and Bob Dylan from Minneapolis.
Morris Day and the Time.
No disrespect to Morris Day and the Time and all of his impressive work. I don't think he's quite in the Prince and Bob Dylan category.
He's a Prince protege.
Sure.
He's still getting it done, though.
Have you ever seen Jay and Silent Bob? Are you familiar with any of those Kevin Smith movies? Mm-mm. They love Morris Day and the Time. I'm trying to... Lanville, you have any idea what my password is on this computer? Might need you to tee up the 40%. Calls, brother.
Exactly, 40%.
Last time I think you did it, I say put a reminder or a note on your phone. You say, okay, I'm going
to
do that.
I have it on my computer. So I have to log into my laptop.
What's your passcode for your laptop?
You want me to say it on my...
No, I'm just asking. You know that?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hurry up and get that done and get it right.
We have a ton of calls that I can't access because this computer just randomly shut off.
You want to take a call?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Kyle in Shadyside.
Kyle, what's up, man?
Hello.
What's up, Kyle? How are you doing, man?
All right. Yeah, I'd pretty much take anyone over Malik Willis. He left Auburn to go to Liberty so he could have a chance to shine, but didn't really do that well. Against the competition from Liberty. You're seeing, especially this past year, you got guys like Kyler Murray who got, completely bottled up because he wasn't able to get out of the pocket. You're seeing a lot more of that from guys like Lamar. And so I don't really want to go for a guy who's got really good athletic ability, but, we're questioning his arm talent. I'd rather go for a guy like the guy from Ole Miss, Corral, but I don't want to get an athlete who we're not sure can throw. That usually hasn't worked out very well. I think NFL's sort of figuring them out, slowly but surely.
Appreciate you, Kyle. Thank you. I think Mel Kiper says Malik Willis is the first quarterback off the board, and he's going 11th to Washington. The general consensus has been that it's probably going to be Matt Corral from Ole Miss or Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
But the general consensus before the pre-draft stuff starts is often wrong. Well, nobody thought Mac Jones was...
Well, last year, Mac Jones, at one point, right prior to them coming back, we thought Mac Jones was going to go in the top, so that it was teams trying to maneuver to get him in the top three. We always knew it was going to be Trevor Lawrence at one. We knew that for the last 2-3 years. But last year, they were talking Mac Jones going there, but then all of a sudden... Trey Lance just pops up at the 2-3 spot. You know what I mean? More than it is anything. And I'm not going to hitch any horse to – I know Mel Kiper is the most popular guy. He started it all. I'm not hitching anything to the first mock draft a person puts out. You can basically take that crap and throw it away because they'll change it 500 times before the day comes.
Certainly. All right. I think I've logged into the computer. Let's see if it stays up. Oh, Lev, they'll pull up. Let me see if I can do it. Chris in Brandywine. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I'm all the way in on Malik Willis.
All in.
The kid, I'm all in. My only caveat is I want us to sign Mariota to go with him. I don't want him to play the first year. I just, you know, you have to make that kind of shift or that change like Baltimore did. And if you're going to get a player like that, make sure everybody on that roster is like that in terms of mobility. He has the arm strength. He was under duress at Liberty. If you watch it, you know, some of the things they talk about with inaccuracies, he was like constantly having to run away from defensive tackles and linebackers. So the kid is good, and he might have like 4.4 late, upper 4.3 speed. And, you know, we can groom him, and he could be ours. And
Chris, let me ask you a question. What makes you think this organization will finally get it right and develop a young quarterback?
Well, they're trying to build the culture. I know that we have a problem with owner interference. Originally when I thought about this and really thinking about it, I was hoping that they would go after a guy like Pep Hamilton that could just sit there and coach the kid. But, you know, it will take patience, but we have to have a culture shift. We've done everything wrong up until this point. Why not try it the right way?
Listen, I don't disagree. I think the best way to build your team is to draft the right quarterback. Thank you for the call, Chris.
But this is the one thing. And listen, as a former dual threat quarterback, and as I watch a lot of them, I don't care what they run the 40 in. Because I think ultimately for in this game of the NFL, if you cannot pass the ball effectively and more or less from the pocket, you're not going to be successful. Hell, Lamar has been very, very successful. He hadn't won the games they want them to win, though. And I think until he can sit in the pocket and pick people apart without having to use his 4.3 or 4.2 speed every time, they're not going to be as good as it. You watch Patrick Mahomes. I don't know what he runs the 40 in. I know he looks goofy as hell when he's running. But when he decides to run up the field on you and get 15, 20, 30 yards, he can get it easily. Why? Because you know from the pocket he'll kill you. So you try to invest so many people to stop the people down the field till all he needs to do is stumble forward and get a first down for you and break it down. So as we look at all these people that come out in the draft, when they say they're athletic, let's make sure we put more emphasis on the passing from the pocket than we do anything else. Running the 4.3 may help me, 4.4 may help me when there's a receiver, but as a quarterback, better be able to use that gun and know where it's going.
Can we also talk for a second about the Marcus Mariota thing? I feel like we get more calls for people clamoring for Marcus Mariota than just about anybody. He wasn't even good when he was playing. Like, he was so terrible that Tennessee benched him for Ryan Tannehill and went from a Mike Vrabel's going to get fired team to the AFC Championship game. Like, that's the difference between Mariota and Ryan Tannehill, who's like the 12th best quarterback in the league.
The Mariota stuff, I don't understand.
Coming out of college, I thought that dude was going to be something amazing.
Yeah,
watching him in Oregon, I was like, this dude here is special. He gets to the pros, and it looked like he couldn't make a decision and couldn't think through stuff quick enough. And I think that's the part of it. We get so caught up in talking about the athleticism. But one thing about that quarterback position, you have to be cerebral. And if you're not, you can be athletic as the hell you want. You're not going to get it done. You watch people like Tom and Aaron and Peyton Manning. Those guys are not – Aaron is somewhat athletic. The other two are far from. But they pick people apart knowing what the hell was going to go on before it happened. Until you get to that point, I don't care how athletic you are. I now care about, can you throw it out of the pocket? Can you make quick decisions and deliver the ball to the right spots? If you can do that, I don't care if you run a 5-flat. If you can do that consistently, get it done.
Agreed. Agreed, agreed. A lot of phone calls here. Bogdan is in Reston. What's up, Bog?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
if they take Willis, that might be it for me. 25 years old. I keep telling myself I'm not going to keep rooting for this team, and I keep doing it. It's like the whole year has been talked about how this is not a quarterback draft class. I know we'd need a quarterback. I literally just went through and looked at his stats. He had 11 fumbles 2020 season, another four in 2021, 12 interceptions in a very average like conference in the NCAA. We have $42 million in cap space. Please get a wide receiver in the draft and go get an established quarterback. I don't understand. They've been talking about it all year that it's not a quarterback draft. And I'm over the dual threat thing, too. I want, like Mitch was saying, I want someone who can stand in the pocket, make an accurate pass, and then if they need to scramble a little bit, scramble a little bit.
Thank you for the call, Bogdan. Appreciate you, buddy. People don't sound that high on Malik Willis, but Alan is. What up, Al?
Good afternoon, or good morning, gentlemen. I don't even know what it is. Hey, I tell you, I watch the games, not the highlights, because you get a real narrow view of these guys. You see them play after play. You see what how they're put together. It's hard to know how good they are because of who they're playing. But been watching a lot of Western Kentucky and some Liberty. Bailey Zappe gets rid of the ball so quick, I don't even know where it's gone sometimes. And frankly, he's kind of boring. But then again, I've seen a lot of efficient quarterbacks bore me.
Bore me to death. Throw me some touchdowns.
Well, I've seen a lot of boring plays done on this Washington team over the years. Malik Willis, he makes moves on players that aren't even on the screen yet. And I said, this guy reminds me of somebody. Who is it? And I was watching a game with my dad. I said, Dad, who's he remind you of? He said, Michael Vick. And I said, exactly what I was thinking. Now, that's big shoes. But he runs like Vick, and he's got a better arm. I think, anyways. But the thing about it is,
I don't know that anybody on the planet has a better arm than Mike Vick, man.
I mean, at this stage, when he was young, Mike was wild when he was young, and I sat in stands and screamed for him. But anywho, the thing about it, Willis, is Ron will know how he'll know who he's getting if he takes him, because his uncle played for Ron at Carolina. That's what's his name, James Anderson. So we always got that inside track. That's something to think about.
Thank you, man.
I wish
you could have seen Beamish's reaction.
Now I'm starting to lean towards Mel Kiper now, because we know if you did anything close to any connection with Carolina, you can come here.
That's true.
Like, that shouldn't have a damn thing to do with it. I'm being real. Listen, man. I love this team as much as anybody out there. And I don't want to hear that crap about I'm not from the area. I've been in this area long enough that I'm from the damn area. 30-plus years, okay? And, yes, I went and played for teams that was against us. You know why? Because I was kicked out the curb, so I went. But I have seen enough familiarity moves. I want to see the right move, okay? If Malik Willis is what they think they've drafted in a Cam Newton and they can work with that, I'm along with it. But I don't care that you coach somebody that's familiar with the person. That should not have a damn thing to do with anything. But you can watch the game. I don't think Malik Willis and Liberty played a tougher schedule than Michael Vick played. The ACC when Michael Vick was in it was special.
It was Big East, I think, then, playing Miami.
Michael Vick was something out of this with a damn world.
Malik,
I haven't Michael seen Vick. That in a lot of the games, especially in the – I was watching the UL game. I went back to check it out, and I'm like, oh. I was hearing a lot, and I started to feel it. Because, you know, a lot of times we get motivated by what we hear. But once I saw, I do see raw. I see athletic. But I didn't see what, oh, man, he is so unbelievable. No. My school, I love him. But there's nothing that says dominant about the defense. But they had him second-guessing and doing all types of things. And if they do it to you, what the hell you think an NFL coach defense will do to you?
If you're drafting Willis, it's a long play, right? It's we think in 2 years he's a star.
If that's the case, you go with that.
Then you got to sign somebody. Are you starting Heinicke again?
Man.
How many years can you punt?
I really believe, Jay, That thing has sailed. You got to do some drastic, amazing things this year, because it's as important to get interest back.
22 is coming.
It's as important now to get interest back to a certain level than it necessarily is before you start doing everything else. If you're going to do all the moves we're talking about, that makes some income in the process.
How many Washington Commanders personal seat licenses are you going to sell in Gainesville, Virginia? That's what I want to know.
I think that caller was just excited for Michael Vick and Malik Willis because he's obviously from the area, and he just likes the teams down there.
Can we all raise our hands and pledge to do something?
What's that?
Let's not compare Malik Willis and Michael Vick.
I'm okay with this.
Michael Vick, coming out of Virginia Tech, I don't mean this hyperbolic. He may have been the most athletic quarterback I'd ever seen in my life.
What was the kid that went to North Carolina and played basketball?
Ronald Curry.
Another bad man.
Sure.
Also Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan was good. Yeah. But Michael Vick at V-Tech, when they played Florida State in that title game, it was the Vick show. Like, that's all it was.
He's a bad man, but they all looked up to one particular person, though.
Allen Iverson.
There you go.
Here's what I'm going to do, Landfill. I'm making a pledge. I'm planting a flag right here, right now. I am not going to compare Malik Willis to Michael Vick.
By the way, I was like 30% in on Malik Willis, but since somebody brought up the Carolina connection, I'm all out. I'm 100% out.
I got one more for you.
What's that?
Be Michigan.
Just please stop bringing in everybody with a connection to the Panthers. Please.
James Anderson, who that caller, I don't know that to be true, but we're going with it, I suppose. James Anderson, the caller said, is Malik Willis's uncle. That's what he said, right?
Something like that.
Now, certainly James Anderson played for Ron Rivera in Carolina. Ron Rivera took over in 2011. Anderson was a linebacker there, started in 11 and 2012. Over almost 230 tackles in two seasons. Guy can play.
Mm-hmm.
Anderson was drafted in Carolina in the third round out of Virginia Tech. Who was the GM of the Panthers when Anderson was drafted? Marty Herney. Where does he work now, Cody? I can't remember.
The Washington football team.
B. Obviously, we just learned all this. Landfill's visibly upset.
What I'm going to do is not get too into it right now. I understand, but the first one is whatever. I need to hear some more stuff, and I need to talk to some football people more than just Mel Kiper with his mock draft. Because that mock draft has come out a lot, and I know a lot of people that would go against him on the things that he says a lot. But he's very good at delivering and entertaining people. I need to see you. If you could be perfect on the first 5 or 10 picks, I'll go along with you. I don't think it's been close.
Ahmed just texted, Mel Kiper was 5 of 32 on his first-round pick projections last year.
Well, that makes me feel better. But this is like the thing where they would only sign kickers from Northern Virginia. Just like, for the love of God, go to Missouri and find a guy from there,
give me
please.
A kicker from a cold destination.
Please.
It gets cold here.
Oklahoma has good football players. Please.
They found a kicker. Sly's no joke. And Sly was with them in Carolina for the record.
And, see, you say he's no joke. There's some intel I got that he's just like my man that we got rid of, Hopkins. He got a strong leg, but he could be very off a lot.
He was good for them this year.
This year, yeah. He did okay this year. But his history in Carolina, and I got it from a Carolina person, was – he ain't always the guy. He got a strong leg.
There's a reason they cut him in Carolina.
Hey, that's what I'm trying to say, brother.
When you're a star, you don't get cut. Phone lines are packed. We're going to talk Malik Willis. I got a little Dwayne Haskins nugget that I just saw that I'd like to discuss. Next, we talk Green Bay Packers taking on the San Francisco 49ers. And what is the actual likelihood Aaron Rodgers is on the move? Don't go anywhere if you're on the phones. Don't go anywhere if you're listening. Don't go anywhere. Just park your car. Damn it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bishop Finley. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. We're going to keep talking Malik Willis, but right now we got to talk Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams. Ever heard of them? We're going to go to the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night, get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. We bring in Matt Schneidman, Green Bay Packers beat writer for The Athletic. You can check out his podcast, Head of the Pack. Matt, thanks so much for your time, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
We're doing well, man. We're doing well. What's the vibe up there in Wisconsin right now? How fired up are the folks to pack Lambeau out this weekend?
The vibe is anything short of a Super Bowl championship is a failure this year. I mean, maybe that 15-1 season they had in 2011 and then lost in the divisional round to the Giants, who eventually went on to win the Super Bowl, would be more of a disappointment. But this is about as good a chance as any as Aaron Rodgers has had, just because of how he's played, how the guys around him have played, who they're getting back for this game. I mean, they have probably 7 or 8 starters that are returning for this game or played a little bit in their quote-unquote meaningless season finale against the Lions that have missed significant time this season due to injury that are all getting healthy at the right time. So the vibe is one of cautious optimism because it's the 49ers and everyone still knows what happened when these two teams met in the NFC title game 2 years ago. But the optimism part of that, because it really does feel like this team can win it all this year.
So obviously Aaron Rodgers has a ring. He's won a Super Bowl, but I feel like Rodgers has a ton of NFC championship losses to go to Super Bowls. Does that weigh on the scene a little bit up there? Just that this team has been so good. I mean, LaFleur's won 13 games every year he's been the head coach, right? But they haven't been able to get back to the Super Bowl. Is that on their mind?
For sure. I mean, they've lost their last 4 NFC championship games, haven't been back to a Super Bowl since 11 years ago. I asked Aaron Rodgers yesterday, I'm paraphrasing here, but I basically said, you know, I understand that how the team does isn't necessarily entirely indicative of how you do as an individual, but how big are these playoffs just for your legacy? I mean, there's no debate that he's one of, if not the most talented thrower of the football we've ever seen, but fair or not, quarterbacks are judged based on how much their team wins. And the Packers have not won enough with him as their quarterback. He hasn't played great in those last 4 NFC championship game losses. And like I said, he's set up to make a run at it this year. And they have to, because if they fall short again this year, whether it's on Saturday in the divisional round or in the NFC championship game, even getting to a Super Bowl would be fine. But if they can't get over that hump of the NFC championship game after they lost in 2014 at Seattle, 2016 at Atlanta, 2019 at San Francisco, and 2020 against Tampa Bay here in Green Bay, that's a problem. You know, Aaron Rodgers was basically saying individuals should be judged on much more than wins and losses. But from the outside in, people are judged based on how much they win, especially superstar quarterbacks, and they got to win this year.
How real do you think kind of the – because I think he had like the tweet or the Instagram post with Rodgers calling this like the last dance with him and Devontae Adams. What are the odds that this – whether it's this weekend, next weekend, the Super Bowl, what are the odds this is the last days of Aaron Rodgers as a Green Bay Packer?
I don't think very likely. I think he's back here next year. It would be organizational malpractice if Brian Gutekunst, the general manager, and the capologist here in Green Bay, Russ Ball, do not find a way to get those two players back. They're two future Hall of Famers, and it would be silly to let them leave when they're playing at the level they are. Devontae Adams just turned 29. Aaron Rodgers is 38. He has shown with back-to-back MVP seasons, assuming he wins it this year, that they're both at the peaks of their career. As foolish as that may sound for a 38-year-old quarterback, I think it's fair. Whatever you have to do, whether it's cut a couple loose ends to free up cap space or structure the contracts a certain way, you got to get those two guys back. Seeing how Aaron Rodgers has talked about the front office, talked about how he feels being here this year, it seems like all signs point to him coming back. Now, I could be wrong, but it seems that is going to be the case. Could his mind be changed based on how this season ends? Of course it could. If they lose in the NFC Championship game and he says, if I didn't win one this year or the last 2 years here, I'm never going to. Let's go for a fresh start in Denver or wherever. Maybe Washington. Probably not, though. and see if I can win one somewhere to prove that it was the team and not just me. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's a possibility.
I keep hearing more people say he's going to go back, and you say the way you hear him talking about it, you know, but I heard you speaking earlier saying about his legacy rides on this. I totally agree with that. You know, he's been great in the regular season, not so great when it comes to the playoffs. Aaron Rodgers wins the Super Bowl. He's back in Green Bay. If he loses, does that change it?
You know, maybe he pulls a Michael Strahan and wins the Super Bowl and goes out on top. I wouldn't expect that to happen, but I would expect more of a let's run it back if they win the Super Bowl. Because Aaron Rodgers has said publicly multiple times that he doesn't want to go out like a bum, is the word he used. And he doesn't want to go out like a lame duck, like he didn't say this, these are my words, but like a Ben Roethlisberger, a guy who's clearly declining. And Aaron Rodgers has proven to himself and everyone else that he can still play like the best quarterback on planet Earth. So I wouldn't expect him to retire or, you know, go somewhere else for that matter. If they win a Super Bowl, it would be foolish to let him get away or for him to want to leave if they win a Super Bowl. But like I said, if they don't, that throws an interesting twist in it because this team is going to look a lot different next year. They have the second worst cap situation in the NFL behind the New Orleans Saints right now. They're about $42 million over the cap. So they're not going to be able to keep together the same guys who have helped propel this team to the top of the NFL. My gut feeling says if they win the Super Bowl, he's back. Even if they don't, he's back. But if they don't win it, I think that increases the likelihood by just a little bit that he's elsewhere next year.
So, I mean, obviously, you know, we kind of did a breakdown of the eight playoff teams remaining, and I think five of them are quarterback-driven, and I would certainly put Green Bay in that category. Is this defense ready for what the Niners are going to bring, just punching them in the mouth and running the ball and Deebo Samuel and that run game? I feel like the Packers' defense played fairly well this season, but I don't know that they've been punched in the mouth like San Francisco's going to try to do.
I don't think they're very ready. I mean, they should be since they've had extra time to get their defense ready with the bye week. But from week 4 to week 10, Packers won every game, never allowed more than 22 points. Last stretch of the season, they were really bad. I mean, yeah, they played well against Baker Mayfield and Sean Mannion and Tyler Huntley in the passing game, but they got torched by Kirk Cousins and Jared Goff. I mean, they need to get their stuff together.
And, dude, if Taylor Heinicke actually dives into the end zone instead of going down at the one-inch line, that game would be different.
Exactly. I mean, this is a defense that should really have people here concerned in Green Bay because it's reminiscent of the defense of last year and the year before, defenses that can just collapse at any time. And listen, I don't think it's going to be quite the mismatch that we saw in the NFC title game 2 years ago when the 49ers ran for 285 yards and got out to a 27-0 lead at halftime and Jimmy Garoppolo threw only 8 passes. But with Elijah Mitchell and the way the 49ers are using Deebo Samuel, it's possible that they dictate this game on the ground again. The Packers are the worst team against the run over the last 3 seasons, and they haven't really changed anything on their defensive line. Granted, some guys are making those year-to-year improvements, but I'm not confident if I'm a Packer fan in the defense based on how they finish the season. Maybe there's a silver lining that Za'Darius Smith and Jaire Alexander, two of the best at their positions in the NFL and 2 All-Pros last year, will most likely be back for this game, even if it's in situational roles. One hasn't played since week 1. One hasn't played since week 4. Because outside that, first-year defensive coordinator Joe Barry, who you guys know well.
We know Joe B, yeah.
Shared confidence with this last stretch of games here.
If Aaron leaves, do they have enough confidence in Jordan Love up there?
I don't think so. I wouldn't. Maybe they've seen something in practice outside the 20 minutes we get to watch every day during the week. It's unfair to judge Jordan Love's readiness for games based on how he's played against the Chiefs this year when he was thrown in on short notice when Aaron Rodgers tested positive for COVID, and then in the second half against the Lions in a meaningless Week 18 game. But there's been nothing that's shown me he's ready to take over the reins of this franchise if Aaron Rodgers does leave. I think the team knows that. I think Aaron Rodgers knows that. I think everyone with a set of eyes who's ever watched a snap of football before knows that. That's another reason why I think the front office should, listen, Aaron Rodgers has another year left on his contract. It's not like he's going to be a free agent, but I think he will have more freedom to ask for a trade if he wants one. I don't think he will, but if he does, I think it's on the front office again to maybe try and convince him, we don't want to go over to Jordan Love just yet, because, listen, Aaron Rodgers wasn't great at the start of his career either. I understand that. It's too soon to jump to judgments, but you don't let a Hall of Fame quarterback still playing at a Hall of Fame level out the door like they have with Aaron Rodgers right now. So I don't think Jordan Love's ready. I could be wrong. I don't think we're going to find out next year. Maybe ever. I don't know if he'll ever play a snap for the Packers.
Yeah, ask New England how that's going. Matt, we really appreciate your time, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Matt Schneidman covers the Packers for The Athletic. That was really good, Landfill. Great find there. Give him a follow at Matt Schneidman. S-C-H-N-E-I-D-N-M-A-N. Matt Schneidman. Strong stuff there. Cody, write this down. Let's bet the over on all the Niners rushing props because the Packers rush defense ain't it. When we return, we're going to move real or fake to 12:30 because callers are still on the line. Everybody wants to talk Malik Willis. Mel Kiper says Malik Willis is going 11th overall, first quarterback off the board to the Washington football team. You buying it? Let's find out. First quarterback off the board. You're going to tell me you don't want the kid that took Ole Miss to the Sugar Bowl in the SEC, which I believe, B, and maybe you can correct me, I believe it's widely held that the Southeastern Conference is the best in college football. Is that accurate?
Very. I asked this question, though.
Give me Matt Corral's stats, Cody, please.
You think if Washington is anywhere leaning to that, they would want that information out like that? Because there are teams that need quarterbacks prior to them.
Sure.
And I think if they're going, if they push it like that and Malik Willis begins to make some noise, you're not going to get him at 11. You got to push up to get him.
You want Matt Corral?
What did Matt Corral do this season? And Cody, just confirm for me. Ole Miss is in the SEC. Is that right?
That is true.
And they're in the SEC West, I believe, which means they play Bama, A&M, Arkansas, Auburn.
The big boys.
LSU, I think, is in that division. Is that correct? Okay. Give me Matt Corral's stats.
Matt Corral had 3,300 passing yards, 20 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions.
Pretty good. Anything on the ground? Kid can move a little bit.
Looks like he had 614 rushing yards and 11 rushing touchdowns.
Mm, pretty good, Brian. One more time. That's in the SEC?
Yep.
That is in the SEC.
Another 11.
3,300 and 11 touchdowns on the ground.
Another 600 yards.
Yeah. Basically over 4,000 yards and 31 touchdowns.
Pretty good.
5 INTs.
That's in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a fella in the ACC, the Atlantic Coast Conference. Not the same level of football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm acknowledging that. The fella in the ACC, Kenneth Pickett, hooked up with Cody's high school girlfriend. He did pretty well, too.
He did.
You got Kenny P's stats for me? Or you need me to pull them up?
I've always got Kenny Pickett's stats ready.
I just want to hear this year, Code Mode. Okay, now, let's not make this about you and your high school girlfriend.
Right, we are going to forget the rest of his career. We're going to only talk about 1 year. 4,300 passing yards.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
42 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions.
How many rushing?
Looks like rushing, he had 5 touchdowns and 233 rushing yards just this year.
Yeah.
That's in the ACC.
Yes.
Okay. Those two dudes are there, and you're taking Malik Willis. Malik Willis, I have his stats ready.
2,000 some yards passing. I think he had like 22 touchdowns.
Malik Willis, 2,857 yards passing, 27 touchdowns, 12 picks.
Okay.
And now another 878 yards on the ground with 13 touchdowns. And that's, so that's 40 total
and
touchdowns.
What's that conference?
I legit don't know. Are they not in the Sun Belt?
I'm pretty sure Liberty's an independent.
Independent?
Yeah. Okay.
They're independent. Thank you, Landfill. Thank you. You're taking that dude over the other two? Who are you? Who's Brian Mitchell's big board? Now, listen.
Brian Mitchell don't have a big board.
We got to do the combine. We got to get through Mobile. We got to see all these things. Like, things evolve. I understand that.
My big board, I don't even think about a big board at this point. I like to hear all the other pundits throw it out there, and then when they get to the Senior Bowl, they've changed it 15 times already. Then they change it another 30 times afterwards. I would look at the combine. I listen to the general manager say certain things, knowing some things they say are lies. Other things you can slide. They'll slide a little truth in it. And then I start thinking who I feel will go in a certain position. But I always look at the team and say, are they known to develop somebody? That is what I look at. And the situation here to me is none that you can draft somebody and say, oh, he's going to be here 3-4 years, 5 years down the line. You draft somebody this year, just like Ron stated the other day, we draft people we expect them to play. I think whoever they draft this year will have to walk in and play. And I think we are smart enough, football savvy enough to understand they may not be great the first year, but we need to see some improvement throughout the year.
You can draft a rookie and have a plan, but I don't know that this team can draft a project rookie. When we had Johnny McGonigal from Pittsburgh on, he said Kenny Pickett could play. Like, he's ready now. He's as ready as he's going to be. He's 30 years old and been in college for 15 years. He's probably got a PhD. Like, he's ready. Will he continue to improve and evolve? Sure, we all do. But Pickett is ready. Is Willis? Completed 61% of his passes at Liberty. Phone lines are packed. I want your opinion on Malik Willis. Are you into it? A lot of people are. A lot of people are not. Plus, we'll get Landfill's QB big board revealed when we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.